Welcome back to the Doug Knoll Show with your host, lawyer to peacemaker, Doug Knoll.
We're talking with Ira Chalup, author of The Courageous Follower, Standing Up to and for Our Leaders, and also the co-editor of the book, The Art of Followership, How Great Followers Create Great Leaders in Organizations. His website is CourageousFollower.net, where you can find out more about his books. And I invite you to call him with your stories or comments at 877-474-3302. And just before the break, Ira, I wanted to sort of switch subjects a little bit and find out more about your work and writing about the nature of violent revolution in Africa. And what's that about?
Well, going back to the beginning of our conversation, my lifelong interest has been how can we reduce the abuse of power, particularly a violent abuse of power. And about 10 years ago, when I was reading about the civil wars in Sierra Leone, where the rebels were chopping off the arms of hundreds of children, I literally broke down crying. How could anybody think that that is a valid tactic for any cause whatsoever? And out of that came this book that I conceived of called The Limits of Violence, Lessons of a Revolutionary Life. It's only available as a free internet download, but it's a very interesting book for anyone who's equally concerned with the topic. And I particularly introduce it because of your focal point on peacemaking. And if I may, I'll give the URL on
that. Please do.
It's lessonsofarevolutionary.org. So all one word, lessonsofarevolutionary.org.
Is it lessons of a revolutionary?
Correct. And let me use that, though, to bring back to the main topic here, is the use and abuse of power. This really pervades so many of our industries and our institutions. For example, you started the program by talking about the financial collapse that we are experiencing and the abuses that we've observed. A small case history that predated this was how did the Enron fraud go undetected? Well, it turned out that 20 or 30 people in the accounting department, people you'd call followers, they were not high-ranking, bowed to the requests, the pressure of senior leaders to just make little adjustments to the books. And it's hard to resist that kind of pressure. But as a result of not resisting that kind of pressure, not only did Enron collapse with thousands and thousands of people losing their life savings, but those 20 or 30 little followers were indicted, and some of them are in jail now. So there can be great consequences. On an everyday basis, we have something like as important as the operating room. And historically, it's been hard for nurses to say to doctors, "Doctor, I think you're about to make a mistake." And fortunately, we've now progressed to the point where in many hospitals, we use checklists, where any member of the team, doesn't matter your rank, can say, "I don't think we followed this point on the checklist." And what's happening as a result of that is potentially very serious life-threatening issues, errors have been avoided. My own book...
I was just thinking of Bernie Madoff and that whole problem and the fact that people weren't challenging him on what he was doing either.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm thrilled to say that my book, The Courageous Follower, I found is been incorporated into much of the mid-level police officer training in California. And the thinking behind it is if officers are required to know the law and to know when they're allowed to use force or lethal force, they also have to know how to resist an illegal order. So The Courageous Follower has been introduced as part of the curriculum for many of the sergeant-level programs, both at state level and county level. This is the kind of training that I think we need to give, particularly in very sensitive industries.
That's amazing. So where can we find out more about your work?
Well, again, at my website, courageousfollower.net, and if anyone wants to have further conversation, please contact me.
We'll do that. We've been talking with Ira Chalif, author of the book, The Courageous Follower, Standing Up To and For Our Followers. He's also the co-editor of The Art of Followership. His website is courageousfollower.net. And this has been Doug Knoll. You've been listening to The Doug Knoll Show, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to The Doug Knoll Show on your Advice Radio Network, produced by Brain Food Radio Syndication, global food for thought.